like I think cocaine mm-hmm. and morphine mm-hmm. and well, there's been some controversy over marijuana. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it would be dangerous or as dangerous as the people who drink vodka or what, see. Mm-hmm. And I would hold off blaming all of it on it, but I'd hate to see a person get hooked on anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything that would take over your mind, even if it was some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. What would slang names be for different kinds of dope, or would you ever hear?
All I ever heard was speed and I very seldom hear about it. Like I say, and I very seldom be now. Like my wife, she used to be able to the hospital, and she would see a lot of it. And mm-hmm.
Where would the rich whites live in Jacksonville?
Oh, south side on the river, and out in Fort Caroline, out in Arlington, William. Your Artiga has always been, you know, off of Artiga Boulevard over in that section, mm-hmm. and they are out there.
What would be some of the local landmarks here in Jacksonville, some things you might notice?
That's been there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take this building right up here, but four blocks. Like I told you a while ago, it used to be a brewery. It is now. They used to brew a beer called Jack's Beer. Mm-hmm. So it went under, and they uses it now for cold storage. Ed Waters College, the Black College over here on King's Road, been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Afro, and they changed the building, so that wouldn't be. I'm trying to think of some ones that would. I can't think of them. It's a bunch of them around here, but I can't put my finger on them right now.
Mm-hmm. What would some of the things that maybe recently built? What would be some of the main buildings in town?
Oh, well, this independent building they just moving into is one, and you have. Well, like I said, this medical center deal over there, I think is a great setup. And they just opened one, last week,
mm-hmm.
one section of another one. And it brought the medical facilities a lot closer, you know, together, where you used to would go to blood tests here and this, you know, x-ray over another place. Everything's all out there together now. Mm-hmm. Where they have... three big hospitals right together, and then they have all this medical research right together over there. Mm-hmm. And they have, like I said, a place where they can, if it's somebody, like the people was in that fire up in Georgia, they brought some of them down by helicopter and everything,
mm-hmm.
and landed over there.
If you were flying in to Jacksonville from New York, where might you land?
Grand National Airport out there, off of, it's off of I-95,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a darn nice deal. They had some deal with some of the runways tearing up out there, and they had to spend a lot of money going out and redoing those over.
Mm-hmm. Are there other airports around the city?
You have, it's more like Craigfield,
mm-hmm.
and like that. Now, your big deals are the U.S. Naval Station out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, you have the Naval Station U.S., and then you have one out at Craigfield, and you have one at Mayport where your carriers come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I saw a picture in the paper this morning. There's a carrier.
Coming into Mayport.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, you know, just in right into St. John's, right out the ocean.
Mm-hmm.